Hello, my clean slaters, and welcome back to the podcast for another amazing episode with my host, Carson.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Guys, we are in the middle of our 31 days of Halloween Fest October marathon extraordinaire.
That's true.
We are in, I think this is the 12th or 13th episode. Anyway, but guys, sure. We're in the thick of it. We still got a lot of movies to come, and they're only going to get better, and then a little bit worse, but then better. So stick around if you're liking what you're hearing, or skip a couple of episodes because some of them aren't the movies that you prefer.
No, no, listen to all of them.
I mean,
no, listen to all of them.
That's true. I do think you are kind of weak if you don't listen to them.
Stay for us.
That's true. That's true. Okay, you're right. You got me there.
For our beautiful faces.
That you beautiful are voices. Imagining while you listen to our voices.
I'm very tall. I have a well-kept beard and beautiful blue eyes.
I do get lost in his eyes. So today we are talking about the movie Freaky.
Yes. With Vince Vaughn.
Okay, guys. This movie Freaky came out in 2020. Oh, so.
It was during quarantine.
Yeah, it came. I think it was an HBO. Only release, right?
Yeah, they had it at some drive-in theaters because this one, everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And it did relatively well. Horror films, actually, in 2020, that was their year. That was their year.
Yeah, I mean, recently, this movie did really well. Most of you guys know I live and die by critics' reviews. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, certified fresh, and 80%
that's solid.
On audience score. This movie is...
I don't care about those reviews, and I loved it.
So it's directed by Christopher Landon, and it is 101 minutes. I don't know why they do it like that. I mean, I guess I know why, but I don't like that they do it. And it's gross box office. It made $9 million. Not bad.
Holy moly.
17-year-old Millie Kessler spends her days trying to survive high school and cruel actions of the popular crowd. But when she becomes the latest targets of the Butcher, the town's infamous serial killer, her senior year becomes the least of her worries. When the Butcher's mystical dagger causes him and Millie to magically switch bodies, the frightened teen learns she has just 24 hours to get her identity back before she looks like a middle-aged maniac forever.
Maniac. She becomes a maniac, forever. A middle-aged maniac.
I liked this movie. It's a comedy. I liked it a lot. However, there was a lot of things that got in my way from, like, loving this movie. One, I was very impressed on how... I didn't read the logline before watching this movie. I just knew that Vince Vaughn was in it, and it was a new horror comedy. I wanted to really
watch
it.
You didn't know there was a body swap?
No. So right when the body swap happened, I was like, wait, what? And then I was a little bit disappointed, but also I was like, this could be funny. Like, let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, Vince Vaughn kills this, dude.
He's so funny in this movie. He's the best teenage girl actress I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's funny too because, like, when I think of Vince Vaughn in, like, Hacksaw Ridge, when he plays, like, the real hard-ass, like, lieutenant.
Yeah, yeah.
When that happens, like, people, like, went crazy for Vince Vaughn because he was, like, you know, he stepped into this new type of role that was, like...
Honestly?
So good.
I 100% agree. And I think Vince Vaughn is one of the best crossover actors between comedy and drama.
Yeah, I
like, he can agree. Do both so well. Like, he's just great at both.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I wish he would do more movies a year because I think I just love when his mm-hmm. name comes across the screen. I'm like, oh, Vince Vaughn, like, let's...
More Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, we want more Vince Vaughn, everybody. But he did really well, so if you haven't caught on yet, this movie is
Freaky Friday the 13th. It's like if one of the girls switched with Jason.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Vince Vaughn's a huge dude too, so he has the body of a slasher. Some good jokes throughout too.
Yeah, there's a couple of good jokes.
Some more physical humor though, huh? Cuz he's just like a big man acting like a girl, like a teenage girl.
Yeah, I mean the funny part is like when she is trying to figure out how her body is like so works. Strong. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
Yeah. She's shy to begin with, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So the one thing that did bother me about this movie was when they say she's bullied. I'm like, first of all...
She's not really that bullied.
It's not even, it's her bullying is so fake, and it's like
yeah, it's like High School Musical bullying.
Really, it's like, give me a movie where a girl is like not pretty and bullied.
Oh, like a more realistic.
Yeah, like it's just like, okay, that's just like, you look like you just have messy hair.
I think like the intention is to make it like the cheesy high school movie on purpose in this case. But I do think your complaint is valid still, because that is in a lot of other movies that aren't doing it on purpose.
Exactly.
That's just how it is. Like all those Netflix original, like The Kissing Booth, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. They did save themselves, though, because it wasn't like the main portion of the film. Like, it builds up the film.
It's brief. The teachers are super mean to her. I feel like the teachers were the real bullies. Teachers are insane, especially the woodshop guy.
Yeah, his okay, so this movie is, I mean, there's not real any plot besides, if you know Freaky Friday, then you know this movie.
Like, get your body back.
Yeah, and
fall in love with a beautiful boyfriend.
But the scary, like, parts of this movie are so, or not scary, I'm sorry.
They're over the top parts violence.
Of this movie are so out of the blue, like very violent, that you're like,
but it's,
oh,
hilarious.
My gosh,
too. Yeah, she's like,
see,
this
that's
tiny,
where you and me differ. Okay, yeah, sure.
You don't think it's hilarious? It's this tiny, it's like if my girlfriend was murdering people quadruple her size, which I think she could do. I fully believe it. But seeing it is hilarious to me.
When we post about this podcast coming out, you should put a picture of Alyssa and a picture of, like, no. Vince Vaughn.
Be like, Carson's girlfriend.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, so there's some really crazy gore. I was just...
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know if this will be...
The first, like, 10-5 minutes of the thing was those two really gruesome murders. And you're like...
At the very beginning.
God. And you're like, this is supposed to be a comedy? And like,
yeah, it's like a dark comedy, I guess.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, but you just don't, like, if when you're trying to feel out a movie and it's setting it the tone for itself, and it starts the way that it does, I was like, jeez.
When I watch a slasher, I love it when you start to root for the killer at times. And there was definitely a few people I'm like, oh, I can't wait till they get to be murdered.
Yeah.
In a weird way, this killer kind of helped her get her life back on track.
Yep. He killed the woodshop.
So kind of weird, but...
Overall, it's really funny. I think they have a really good moment in this movie, too, where they switch bodies. And so she now is the killer, who is Vince Vaughn. And so he's hiding out, and he hides out into this department store where technically it's her mom that works there, right?
Yeah, her mom works there.
Yeah. And they have this really sweet moment to where, like, I almost cried.
Well, he's hiding in the
He's hiding from the police in the changing room. And they have this really sweet moment to where it's like, you know, talking about how her daughter loves her, but she just, you know, wants to live her life. But she also wants to be there for her mom because her dad's dead.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a really good moment in this movie to where I was like, wow, that was, like, actually really sweet. Like,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's also very funny because it's Vince Vaughn dressed like, you know, a murderer, but talking like a girl and being all sweet. So there's a lot of...
I hope they make more movies like this. Like, I hope... Like, this kind of humor.
Yeah, there's a lot of good comedy tropes.
I just want to say the kills are legit. I know we kind of talked about them a little bit. I'm just going to spoil one because it's so cool. They're in the wood shop.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And basically
graphic,
ends up...
Graphic warning for this.
Trigger warning if your head's ever been cut in half.
Okay, gosh.
Oh, sorry.
That's not how you do warnings.
But basically, she's, like, fighting the woodshop guy, and he's fighting back. He's, like, done with her. Like, you suck.
But this is the murderer in her body.
In the girl's body.
Yeah.
And so she, like, kicks his butt and throws him up on the woodshop table, and the saw, like, goes through him. Does it go crotch first or head first?
Head first.
Yeah, and it's pretty brutal, but...
Yeah, well, she stabs him in the neck with a screwdriver first to weaken him.
Yeah, that was kind of a lot.
And then she puts him on the table and just pushes him through, and he gets clean cut.
It's insane. It
looks
nasty.
Which is impressive because it's like hard for me to even cut like onions and potatoes, and this girl can just slice up a body like
with a saw. Like, it was on.
Yeah, I know, but geez.
You just need an electric onion cutter.
True.
Who do you recommend it to?
Horror comedy fans. Like, it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, beware that there's not a lot of killing. There's not a lot of killing in it, though. I think there's like maybe three or four. Yeah, but those killings are very brutal. One thing I did not like that like was really kind of annoying that a lot of movies kind of, I don't know if they do, but they kind of do, is where like this guy gets shot four times.
Million times.
Yeah. And then they're taking him to the hospital. And then like all of a sudden, like for no reason at all, we had a good conclusion. He does die.
And they have that whole final battle in the house.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point? Like, we already learned the lesson. We kind of got the character arc in it.
A lot of, and it closes. It's fine. It works. I think they wanted some more of that mom and daughter, but I don't think we needed it.
I would probably give this about a 6.5, maybe a 7 out of 10.
I would give it a 3.5 out of 5.
All right, everyone, that is the movie Freaky. Hopefully you guys have the chance to check it out. It's not on HBO Max anymore, which is really weird because it...
Yeah, it started on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was exclusive to HBO Max. I don't know.
So if you're looking for a funny adult, obviously, horror movie, go check this one out. And yeah, otherwise, that is our podcast for today. Go check out all of our other podcasts that we have. We got a ton of them. And we're releasing some every single day this month.
We have a crazy backlog already.
Go follow our Instagram page at The Clean Slate Podcast, something like that.
That's a clean slate.
We're out.
That's a clean slate. That's a clean slate. One of those will be good.